From Paradise to Pawpaw to Perry, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
She's nice and mighty, just letting it all hang out. She's a bread house.
All right, let's continue on. Put your tinfoil hats back away. We're good. We're good. Got to take a little detox from that, though, huh? In fact, I think that we should go for a bit of a stroll, see some wildlife, take in some fresh air. Kelly Manderfield, the Chief Marketing Officer for Cleveland Metro Parks, which includes the Cleveland Metro Parks Zoo. Kelly, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Cleveland, not too far from where I'm standing, so it's an easy place to get to. Just come down, hook around the lake, and I'm there in less than a couple hours from the middle of Michigan here. Why would I do that? Why would I jump in my car and drive to see you and what you have to offer? What is it that's so intriguing?
There's really something for everyone here at Cleveland Metro Parks, whether you want to visit one of our 18 park reservations. We've got 23,000 acres of green space. We've got 8 golf courses, including 2 championship layouts that have been named in the top 5 courses to play by Golf Week magazine. That's for public courses. And then we have the nationally acclaimed Cleveland Metro Park Zoo.
Tell me about this zoo, because I'm sitting here reading about Lulu. Who is Lulu, and why should I come see Lulu there at Cleveland Park?
Lulu is the newest addition to Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. So she's a black rhino baby that was born a few months ago, and she's just getting acclimated to her habitat and out in the yard. This weekend, she really made her debut, and the guests have been enjoying seeing her kind of get comfortable and start running, and really is something that people are excited about. And the guests actually helped name her. So we raised some additional funds for wildlife conservation, and the name was selected by our guests.
Yeah, so now I'm going to go back to what you just said here. How big is your facility? How big is of an area do you cover?
Cleveland Metro Parks is over 23,000 acres. The Cleveland Metro Park Zoo is about 180 of those.
Well, that's fine, but 23,000 acres of Metro Parks. And I've always admired the way Ohio approaches Metro Parks. They do a fabulous job. I think they should be a pattern for other states. I think that we here in Michigan could benefit from, yes, I'm saying it, from folks in Ohio, and how we approach Metro Parks and how they're done. Because, you know, you look at Metro Parks, they're all over the state, and 23,000 acres, and these 23,000 acres include what kinds of things?
Well, I would also like to add in that Cleveland Metro Parks is a 4-time winner of the National Gold Medal Award, and that's for excellence in park and recreation management. So that's best park in the nation. So there's, and again, there's really so much to be explored. We have over a dozen waterfalls. We have over 300 miles of trail that is perfect for walking, jogging, hiking. We have over a dozen fishing areas. We've got over 75 venues if you're looking to have a family event in one of our shelters, or even, you know, a larger scale event. We have some other venues and facilities available. So there's so much to do. And if you log on to clevelandmetroparks.com, you can explore and plan your visit.
How many people come and enjoy your park each year? Do you keep track of that? Do you have a way you log that? But if people are just walking through, you don't know. Do you have an estimate? I mean, you must get a lot of folks, because at 23,000 acres, that's huge. 300 miles of trails. Does that include bike trails as well?
It does. We actually, last year was the largest attendance on record, and it was during Cleveland Metro Parks centennial year. We had over 18.5 million recreational visits.
That's pretty impressive.
Another big part of Cleveland Metro Parks I should mention that was acquired in 2013 is the lakefront. So there were 6 lakefront parks that were added, and we do large, you know, concerts and events all summer long, allowing Northeast Ohioans or guests, these are really become destinations for folks to come in and enjoy Lake Erie.
Well, certainly, because and when you say you've got a half a dozen lakefront properties, it's not just Lake Erie. Is it other waterways, streams, rivers? What else do you have?
Oh yeah, we out on the south side, we have our Hinckley Reservation and a beautiful lake out there where we also offer pontoon boats, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, and that's a lot more calm body of water that folks enjoy. Lots of rivers and waterways. Some of the beautiful locations, the Great Falls and Bedford Reservation is probably a 20-foot waterfall that's pretty amazing. We also have our Rocky River Reservation that's very popular. We have a Fort Hill Stairs, which is about 150 steps that a lot of folks use as a fitness challenge. And when you get to the top, just really breathtaking views of the Rocky River.
So let me ask you this. We've been through all this, 23,000 acres, a dozen fishing acres, areas, that is, 75 venues, 300 miles of trails, a lot going on. What does it cost me to come enjoy Cleveland Metro Parks?
The majority of what we offer is free to the public. We, just to come and visit, we offer free parking. It's free to come and explore and hike and, enjoy the waterways. We also offer thousands of educational programs throughout the year. We've got 5 nature centers that are open 7 days a week that are perfect to bring the family and learn more. For example, in North Chagrin, we have an owl aviary. So there's a lot of classes and hands-on activities that you can do to learn more about that specific species.
Well, I've learned a lot so far. Here's what I need to know. And then before I run out of time, where do people go to find out more? Do you have a website, a Facebook page? Where do they go?
We've got it all. So one-stop shop would be ClevelandMetroParks.com or follow us at Cleveland Metro Parks on Facebook or Twitter. We're very engaged and share lots of content. We do Facebook Live, so we'd love to engage and hear from you.
All right. Very well done, by the way, Kelly. You did a great job.
Thank you.
For the people in Michigan, take a notice of how they do Metro Parks in Ohio. It is impressive. Kelly Manderfield, Chief Marketing Officer for the Cleveland Metro Parks, thank you so much.
We'll see you in the park.
There you go. Kelly, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.